Sherry Benjamin's story is a pretty good snapshot of what life has been like for a lot of the state's prescription pill addicts. Benjamin moved to Fort Myers from Ohio a couple years ago. Before a rash of surgeries, she says she had never abused drugs of any kind.
I was a soccer mom, did everything for my kids. I was involved in church, everything, and I had surgery on my stomach. And then 12 surgeries later, I was highly addicted to many different pain medications.
But Benjamin says her doctors kept prescribing her a slew of addictive painkillers.
It started off that they were giving me Vicodins, then went up to Percocets, and then I had foot surgery, and they gave me oxycodone, Oxycontin.
She says she eventually had more surgeries to address stomach problems. That led to morphine and fentanyl patches, on top of what she was already taking.
To me, it was like they were giving me more pills than I really needed to have, and I was in serious pain all the time, and I had to have it. You know, I felt like I was dying if I didn't have them.
For 2.5 years, Benjamin says her life was out of control. She says her pill addiction took a toll on her marriage and her family.
It was hell. I mean, it was a hard life. It's just struggle to, when you don't have them and you wake up in the morning, you're really sick and you're in pain. And, you know, and it's not even so much your body being in pain from pain, it's pain from the pills, you know, not having them, the withdrawals and all that.
And for a while, there was a culture in Florida that was helping her keep up that addiction. The state had lax regulations for prescription painkillers. So-called pill mills, usually known as pain management clinics, covered the state. According to a CDC report, by 2010, Florida was home to 98 of 100 doctors prescribing the highest quantities of oxycodone in the U.S., which was the most widely prescribed painkiller in the country. The CDC also reported that from 2003 to 2009, drug overdose deaths in Florida increased 61%. Experts say the increases were caused by opioid painkillers like oxycodone.
And so it was pretty clear that it was capitalism run amok, where people had seen an opportunity to make money and were prescribing ungodly amounts of prescription medication.
That's Kevin Lewis. He's the president and CEO of Salus Care in Fort Myers, the largest substance abuse counseling provider in the area. He says he's had a front row seat to Florida's prescription pill crisis. Lewis says a situation like Sherry Benjamin's was all too common during those years.
You had people who were early exposures who had not historically struggled with addiction issues, but their brain chemistry was such that when exposed to these very powerful prescription opiates, had become dependent and addicted.
But in 2011, state officials identified prescription pill abuse as the leading public health problem in Florida. State lawmakers cracked down on the state's high-quantity prescribers. Law enforcement shuttered pill mills all over the state. Sherry Benjamin says for her, it was a dramatic shift.
It was very hard to get my prescriptions filled. They would give me a hard time. It's kind of like, you know, someone feeding you a big buffet and then just totally cutting you off from food altogether.
And this crackdown really worked. According to the latest CDC report, prescription pill overdose deaths fell by 23% in Florida from 2010 to 2012. In the same period, oxycodone deaths fell by more than half. Salus Care's Kevin Lewis says it's a good thing prescription pills aren't as easy to get anymore.
On the flip side of that, we can't lose sight of the fact that addiction's a disease, and that individuals who now have become dependent on opiates are going to seek out other opiates, which will include things like heroin, in an effort to meet that physiological dependence they have.
Which is exactly what happened to Sherry Benjamin. When she couldn't find pills anymore, she turned to crack cocaine and heroin. And this trend is something the CDC reported, too. Its statistics show while pill deaths went down in Florida, heroin-related deaths went up. For Benjamin, things got a lot worse before they got better. Her drug seeking landed her in jail. But she says that actually ended up saving her life. She was put in a program called Drug Court, which provided rehabilitation services. Benjamin says she and her husband tried to get her into rehab several times during those years, but they couldn't afford it. Now she's working hard on her recovery, and she says she's doing really well.
Since December, when I come home, my life has changed so much. I have a great job. I have my kids respect me.
Benjamin says she hopes her story will serve as a warning to others about the dangers of prescription painkillers. And Kevin Lewis warns more people will abuse heroin in the state if officials don't get serious about tackling all kinds of substance addiction. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.